It was uncomfortable, to say the least, for the Secretary of State as he testified before House Foreign Affairs Committee on the Afghanistan withdrawal. I think one of the reasons it started off wrong was he didn't even deem it necessary to show up. He shows up a lot of places, but he didn't show up to face the music for this hearing. That probably set things off on the wrong foot. But Rachel Sutherland's been following the story, our Fox News correspondent and WJR contributor. Rachel, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Paul. Yeah, he was asked about that. He beamed in virtually from the State Department, and one of the lawmakers asked, well, why aren't you here? And he said that it was his understanding the House wasn't in session. To be fair, sometimes the House isn't in session, and they hold virtual hearings. The chairman said that everyone had the option to come in virtually, but the State Department's like a mile away. So it was kind of strange.
Yeah, so close and yet so far, which probably set the stage for the kind of, not that these folks wouldn't have said the same thing, but at least three people saying that the right thing for him to do would be to resign.
That's right. They said it to his face, one of them, Congressman Lee Zeldin. There was also another tense exchange with Republican Congressman Brian Mast, who was injured in Afghanistan. He held up the pictures of the 13 service members who died in that suicide blast, and he accused the administration of manipulating the intelligence on the Taliban. That was something that got Secretary Blinken really riled up. He was trying to answer and say that that was not true, and Mast talked over him, saying, I don't want to hear your lies. So it really got tense there. The Secretary of State did say that really he offered up that binary choice again, that President Biden could have ended the war or escalated it. He defended the withdrawal process. He said about 100 Americans remain at the State Department in contact with them and trying to get them out. Now, it's been about, a little over 2 weeks? It makes you wonder, okay, when will it become this is really something dire? Will we be saying those are still 100 Americans there 2 weeks from now, 6 weeks? When does it become that they just simply cannot get out?
Well, it frankly is dependent on the mainstream media, which is why oftentimes people call them the lamestream media. But the mainstream media, it depends on how much heat they want to put under these folks to get this done. Generally speaking, the mainstream media has been very helpful to the administration by changing what we're talking about. The big thing we're talking about, again, is now telling companies, if they have 100 employees or more, they've got to do testing or vaccine at their own expense, which is going to be a lot of money for a lot of big companies. It's causing people to leave companies with over 100 employees, going to other companies that maybe do the same thing with fewer than 100 employees. It's a mess, but they've diverted the attention away from this horrific Afghan experience. And they continue, and Rachel, they get away with it. They continue to take this, we could have stayed there forever, but we didn't want to have this thing go on and on. Completely on purpose, diverting the point that what we are saying is not that we shouldn't have gotten out of Afghanistan, but the way we got out of Afghanistan. But they don't go to that. They don't say, on second thought, maybe we shouldn't have pulled all the military out and then tried to get Americans out that can't get out still. Or maybe we should have pulled out all of the equipment and the Americans that wanted to get out and the Afghans that have been helping us for 20 years and at the end pulled the military out. It's astonishing to me. And they continue to get away with it, Rachel.
One interesting point that Secretary Blinken said yesterday.
We have about 20 seconds.
Okay, this is new. That they inherited a withdrawal date but not a plan. So that was new. Again, it's so pointing the finger at the Trump administration
right on
that.
But the Trump administration, we're out of time, but we'll talk again. Rachel Sutherland, Fox News correspondent, WJR contributor.